you know?
So there's that. And then there's you. And so, yes, just a moment to say thank you for participating in this, you know, momentary experiment and experience with us. As Carlos said, we are forging new ground in how we collaborate as friends and what have you, and starting a new project. And we thought this would be a wonderful way to move forward. And, you know, it's... I mean, Aja, you know this. You've been on the road. It's such a unique time to be present with people as we are all bearing witness to the horrendous acts of our government. And I just want to say that the power is actually ours, right? I see no reason really for us to, you know, wallow in any sort of fear in terms of what lies ahead. I think we have to actually bask in community and in... We have so many elders and wonderful beings that spent their lives designating themselves and their spirits and their voices to leaving breadcrumbs in terms of what we need to do in this moment, right? And we can look out at the world. We can look at what just happened in South Korea. You know, we can look out at the world and go, okay, we have to make a change. I know a lot of people don't want to enact it. They're just waiting for things to happen. You can do that, actually, because even if you wait for things to happen, there's no fucking escape. It's gonna happen. So, in the meanwhile, why not take the time to, like, be kind to the people that you meet here tonight and actually meet them? Why not take the time to meet your neighbors? Why not take the time to decide, you know, like this year, it's a new year, it's a marker. You can say, okay, I'm going to read this year. I'm going to study this year. I'm going to find out why people are talking about that so much this year. Arm yourself. Prepare yourself for the transformative work and the transformative healing that this nation needs. As we attempt from the inside, we have a special responsibility because we are within the belly of the beast. Yes. Yes. It makes no sense to call, you know, to speak of, like, we were laughing about the land of the free and all that shit earlier today. And, like, you know, the U.S. has the largest number of prisoners in the world. Right? We have 5% of the world's population and 25% of the world's prisoners. Wow. Right? I need not tell you what the majority of those prisoners look like. Yeah. We have work to do. Yes. The indigenous elders have told us we have work to do. Our spiritual elders, our black elders, our black and indigenous and people of color, all of these people, we know what this land is. We know what this land is, tree people. We know it beyond the colonial take back of it all. We know what the actual practice of reconnecting with land is, of what foraging ground is, right? We have a responsibility. Your responsibility is not to do what that person is doing, what that person is doing. The thing that you love, the thing that you're nurturing in yourself, that is your path, that is your passion, that's your lane. Do the most that you can do there. There. You don't have to change your whole whatever. Within your lane, with the people that you connect with. Anyway. I just wanted to leave on that note and just say We appreciate you so much for being here. And let's make the most of this moment, right? Let's do what we can, all that we can, and all that we fucking can. All right? All right.